Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 34, God's Masterpiece. Listen to these words from Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10. Let them land, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. But the word Paul chose in Greek is not just any word for creation. He wrote poema, a crafted work, a poem, a piece of art. That's where our word poem comes from. Sit with that for a moment. God did not manufacture you. He composed you. The way a craftsman chooses every line with care, every detail with intention, that is how he made you. You are not a rough draft he tolerates while waiting for something better. You are his work, made with purpose, made with love. But, and this matters deeply, verse 10 doesn't stand alone. It comes after two verses, standing guard at the door, saved by grace through faith, not by works. That comes first. Grace comes first. You do not do good works to earn God's love. You already have God's love. Good works flow out of that. They don't produce it. Do you hear the difference? One flips the order entirely. The other lives in freedom. And there's more. In Christ, God didn't take what you were and patch it up. He began something new. A new creation with purpose built in from the very start. You were not saved and then left to figure out what to do with yourself. The purpose was inside the work when he created it. You carry direction in your spiritual DNA, and today's good works, God has already prepared them. Before you opened your eyes this morning, he had already placed along your path moments of care, words of encouragement, acts of mercy. You don't have to invent your purpose. You have to discover what he has already laid out. And here, I want to be clear with you. God says to walk in these works. Not sprint, not strain, walk. Steady, faithful steps, one at a time. Obedience is not a desperate race. It is a path walked with God at his pace, in his strength. So today, before breakfast, do just one thing. Open your hand, bow your heart, and ask, God, show me one good work you prepared for today. Then get still for a moment. The first thing that rises in your heart, a person, a gesture, a word, write it down and do it. Not tomorrow. Today, that is the masterpiece in motion, God's poem living in the world through you. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.